is always telling me so.
His love is a kiss and a smile.
Just hold on, hold on, and I won't let you go.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 600 flights have already been canceled today at London's Heathrow Airport. A fire at a substation nearby cut power to the entire airport, which sees 1,300 flights take off and land each day. No flights until tomorrow. President Trump moving to dismantle the Education Department and give more oversight to states. Indiana Governor Mike Braun.
I feel real good about the challenge. We've been asking for it. Now the challenge is with us. We need to make sure that we don't drop any balls and that we take it in the right direction.
And former Education Secretary Arne Duncan.
Not a single thing Trump has done, not a single thing he has uttered or said helps an additional child, one child in this country, better learn how to read. That's where we should be focused.
Almost a year after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore, the NTSB is warning the owners of 68 different bridges across the country they need to assess their risk of collapse if hit by a ship. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin State Assembly Thursday passed Republican-authored bills related to transgender issues. One bill bans trans athletes at the high school and college level in Wisconsin, while another requires school district policies stating that parents determine names and pronouns of students to be used by school staff. Candidates for state superintendent participated in a forum Wednesday. Challenger Brittany Kinzer said Wisconsin's education system is failing kids, citing racial gaps and lack of reading proficiency, while incumbent Jill Underlie said that's misleading and noted high graduation rates and Wisconsin schools' high national ranking. And the Department of Transportation is offering a new online knowledge test. That test is available for students ages 15 to 17. It allows them to take the Department of Motor Vehicles knowledge test from home. Students will have two chances to pass online with a score of 80% or better needed. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two here by later this afternoon. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear, 21. Tomorrow, sunshine, 42, with some rain mixing with snow. Tomorrow night into Sunday, we could see more rain and snow into Monday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
Good morning, everyone. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:04 on Friday morning. Yes, the weekend is almost here. Yeah, can you tell I'm just a little excited about that? Still a little dark, but we're having fun. Bruce Springsteen on Max FM.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kicker took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much. Till you spend half your life just to cover it up now. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA. Born in the USA.
something you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
One day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:12 on Friday morning. So many neat things going on. We'll talk about some of that in just a moment, but let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, it's going to be mostly cloudy, a high of 51, breezy winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, slight chance of rain later on today. Tonight, a chance of rain, maybe a little bit of snow mixing in with a low right around 20 degrees. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 40. On Sunday, rain possibly mixing with snow later in the day with a high of 48.
We'll look ahead to Monday. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 42. Taking a sneak peek into next week, we see temps getting to near 50. So, yes, indeed, spring is here. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our big deal of the day. You can get half off a $30 certificate for a virtual sports session at Bender's Tap In. Today, that certificate is just $15 over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. No code required. Bender's Tap In Reedsburg is a new bar and grill. They feature virtual sports, offering Wisconsin's favorites, gourmet burgers, wings, and fried tacos with a Texas flair. You can get this $30 certificate towards a virtual sports session, maybe improve your golf swing, or try football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, hockey, rugby, or even zombie dodgeball. Again, this is half off a $30 certificate for a virtual sports session at Bender's Tap In Reedsburg over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That certificate today only is just $15. No quote required. You need to make sure you purchase this before 11:59 tonight to take advantage of this offer. Here is Pink on MaxFM.
FM. More music mornings with Dave Madonna on Max FM.
Life is a mystery.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. So it is NCAA basketball season. It's March Madness. And yes, the Badgers pulled off a convincing victory yesterday. They're advancing to the next round. They are playing on Saturday at 6:45 p.m. They're taking on number 6 ranked BYU. The Badgers are ranked 3rd. That is going to be a much more interesting game than yesterday. So yes, Badgers are playing tomorrow night, 6:45 p.m. versus BYU. And also, high school boys basketball tournament continues today. They had some great games yesterday, and I'm looking forward to watching some more of those games throughout the day today and watching the tournament action tomorrow. So yes, a lot of basketball going on, in case you're curious as to what Dave is watching right now. I know everyone knows that I do like watching a little bit of my other types of shows every once in a while, but yes, this time it is basketball and following the Badgers all the way through. Now, the other thing that's always interested me is some of the news that comes out related, you know, we'll call it nerd news for lack of a better way of putting it. And, you know, we had the stranded space station astronauts. They came home on Thursday, and they had people wondering how much they would get paid for all of that overtime. Now, are you ready for this? The answer, you're not going to believe it, $5 a day. Yes, you heard me correctly. The astronauts that were stranded on the space station were getting paid an extra $5 a day. They're on salary, and they're making about $150,000 a year, so they don't get overtime. They just get $5 a day for incidents while traveling. So now they were up there 286 days, so they each got a whopping $1,430 each. Now, NASA did note that this includes meals, lodging, and transportation were also covered. No, thank you. Could you imagine being stranded at that space station for 286 days? It's not like you could just walk out of the space station and go out in the yard and enjoy some fresh air or something like that, or travel over somewhere else. No, they were stranded in there for 286 days, and they got $5 a day for being stranded there. So yeah, $1,430, that's what they got. Well, hope they don't spend that all in one place. I mean, I know what I would probably be spending that on. I'll let everyone else use their imagination. But yeah, I was shocked when I found that out today. I did not expect that to be the case. So yeah, if you ever want to be an astronaut, now you know the rest of the story. More Music Mornings with Dave. It is 6:26. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports news by Spandau Ballet on Max FM.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Bender's Tap in Reedsburg. Get ready for spring and improve your golf swing by practicing at the area's premier golf simulator. Enjoy state-of-the-art virtual golf, which tracks your form to help you get a better swing. Or have fun playing one of the other games, like football or zombie volleyball. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $30 simulator gift certificates for just $15. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com to get your tickets now. Price increases this Friday, March 21st at midnight. Go to summerjamwi.com and get your tickets.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There's no stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
man. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said. I know this much is true.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. Don't forget to Max FM, BigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Big Deals, a half off a $30 certificate for a virtual sports session at Bender's Tap In and Reedsburg. Today only, just $15 at Max FM, BigDeals.com. Here's Michael Jackson on Max FM.
Fever, but nothing he found. By the
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. It is 6:40 on Friday morning. Join Emily and I at 7:10 this morning as we talk about the top spring cleaning projects. Yes, you heard me correctly. We're talking about spring cleaning. After all, yesterday was the first day of spring, and you know, it's time to spring into action, maybe do a little spring cleaning. We'll talk about that at 7:10. At 7:40, we are going to celebrate celebrity birthdays, and is that weekend list. We want to know if you know anyone that's celebrating a celebrity birthday or your own birthday or someone else's birthday or an anniversary. We want you to text us into us now, 608-355-9970, because everyone's a celebrity in our world. We want to make sure all of our local birthdays get mentioned today. So again, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, tomorrow, or Sunday, text that into us now, 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in via the Free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max FM and click text. And then at 8:10, Emily and I are going to talk about life hacks that everybody swears by. So we'll see how those go. I'm kind of interested in this list because, you know, maybe I'm doing some of these, maybe I'm not, but definitely going to be checking that out. And then also at 8:40 this morning, we will celebrate calendar days. There's some good ones in there today. You know, it's also good because, like, bacon is so good, right? Well, maybe not so good for us, but could the cure for cancer be tricking into our body and thinking it's pork? Research isn't trying to figure out how to make our immune system think cancer cells are possibly pig cells, so it attacks a tumor and knocks it out. So that's an interesting bit of science news that we heard about this morning. Also, we've got some gadget news. A team at Cromwell is working on a ring that translates sign language in real time. They say it could revolution the way that folks that can hear hearing impaired people can communicate with the world. So can you imagine if you have a ring that could translate sign language? That is kind of cool. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to do a little more research on that, because when you can have that type of technology literally right at your fingertips, that is a big deal. So yes, I mean, you start looking at all this technology that's out there, there's some pretty good tech things happening in this world. And you know, tech ever is evolving. I definitely can speak to that fact. Obviously, work a lot with computers and technology. And yes, it is ever evolving. And that is kind of cool if that is going to come to fruition. So yeah, I'm going to do a little more research on that. Coming up, we are going to take a quick look at weather, and we'll have REO Speedwagon on Max FM.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison, or visit online at YesKubota.com.
Hey everybody, it's Bello Knott. You know the guy with the tall hair? Back for a limited time at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells for Bello's Circus Extreme Dinner Show. Complete with an all-you-can-eat meal of salad, pizza, lasagna, five acts from America's Got Talent. There's aerial thrills, adorable dogs, motorcycles in a cage, plus much, much more. And with lunch and dinner shows 6 days a week, it's family-friendly fun during spring break. But hurry, this show will end soon, so get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsee, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two here by later this afternoon. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 42 with some rain mixing with snow. Tomorrow night into Sunday, we could see more rain and snow into Monday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34. 99.7.
Keeping you in sight. You're a candle in the window, a cold dark winter's
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. It is 6:51 on Friday morning. Starting to see a little bit more activity moving around this morning. You know, it's Friday. What are you up to today? Watching basketball? Also, we're having a chance to win Bell of Knock tickets starting at 7 a.m. Here is Billy Idol, White Wedding on Max FM.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your vice wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Oh,
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Heathrow Airport, the busiest in Europe, is closed right now and will be closed until tomorrow after a fire at an electrical substation nearby. London Fire Brigade Deputy Commissioner Jonathan Smith.
Fire involved a transformer comprising of 25,000 litres of cooling oil fully alight. This created a major hazard due to the still live high voltage equipment and the nature of the oil-fueled fire.
Heathrow serves more than 1,300 flights a day. More than 600 have already been canceled today. The NTSB is warning about the safety of a number of bridges in the wake of last year's Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. They are recommending the owners of 68 bridges in 19 states that are frequented by cargo ships assess vulnerability in the case of a crash. President Trump's Justice Department is due in court today to answer a federal judge's questions about why Venezuelan deportations were carried out. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin State Assembly Thursday passed Republican-authored bills related to transgender issues. One bill bans trans athletes at the high school and college level in Wisconsin, while another requires school district policies stating that parents determine names and pronouns of students to be used by school staff. Candidates for state superintendent participated in a forum Wednesday. Challenger Brittany Kinzer said Wisconsin's education system is failing kids, citing racial gaps and lack of reading proficiency, while incumbent Jill Underley said that's misleading and noted high graduation rates and Wisconsin schools' high national ranking.